Praise the Lord and good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Monday morning. It's October the 27th. Oh, how time flies. It's gone, October, this wonderful month in the fall. At the very beginning of the fall, that introduces us to increasingly cooler weather. But welcome to you. That's most important. Want to receive you with a great welcome, let you know that we appreciate your presence and the fact that you've awakened to face this wonderful day that God has given to us. It's brand new, by the way, and the grace and mercies are just that, brand new. And so we want you to feel welcomed and comfortable with us. And we're here gathered because, oh, by the way, I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. I have the honor of doing that. And that this is a great thrill and a great act of God that I'm able to host this prayercast. And it's a prayercast, it's not a prayer line. It's a prayercast because the boundaries of this ministry, if you will, is continually expanding across the earth. We're hearing from people in various locations on the earth. So there's no limit to what God will do with this as we continue to be as faithful as we are in pursuing what He's asked us to do. However, our focus today is the fact that we're gathered here because of God's grace to help us for every need. Every need. God's grace reaches every need. And God wants us to draw near without fear and with confidence and boldness to His throne of grace. I'm finding and learning more and more of Him, that He is faithful, absolutely faithful. And even though He is high and lifted up, He desires our presence, and we therefore have access. Today, we live in a world where access is so important and necessary. Everywhere you go, you're asked to swipe your card so that you're ID'd and have access. Well, every day we have access to His presence. And we don't have to swipe, just show up. There we can obtain mercy to match all our failures. And at His throne we find all kinds of help. I mean that, all kinds of help. And the help we find matches our need and is timed with our need in mind, because it comes with perfect timing every time. Once we come with our faith extended to reach God's throne, we can reach out, and God is there. And this throne, it's not mobile. It never relocates. It's just there in His throne room. And His presence and rulership is so extended that it reaches all around His creation. So we thank You for joining us today, and we thank God for this opportunity on Monday, October the 27th. Well, I'd like to give a praise report, and before I do that, I'd like to remind you that we welcome your voice. And if you'd like to be heard, your voice to be heard, simply press button number one on your phone. That's your due task. Just press the button and your voice will be heard. If you shout amen or hallelujah or give a praise report or a prayer request, that's how it's done. You just press the button one on your phone. And I believe that you can do that. That's not an issue at all. But that's the protocol. Unless that is done, your line is silent for purposes of our reporting, all our prayer episodes, if you will. Every day, Monday through Friday, they're recorded automatically, and then they're placed in an archive, meaning someplace where you or I or anyone can return to virtually minutes after the prayer cast has ended. You can go back and listen to that again. You can do so by simply going to maximum-radio. That's it. You can do that on your smartphone or your computer. And you can hear this broadcast once again, the one we did last year this time. You know, so, I mean, all of them are there. They're titled, dated, and so on. So that's for your convenience, so that we can always be there to serve you 24/7. Once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. And I'd like to open with prayer, and then I'd like to share with you a portion of scripture, and we go right to our prayer targets. In the meantime, think of what God wants you to bring to the prayer table today as praise or as a prayer request or as an exhortation to us. Father, we thank you for this day that we've never seen before. We've seen Mondays, but not this one. And we thank you for introducing us in this Monday and to it. We do not know what it brings, but we know that with it comes new mercies for the whole earth, mercies to cancel sin, to redeem the lost, to cause the blind to see, and those that are without shelter to provide for them, those that are without food to provide for them, those that are hungry, thirsty, to provide for them, those that are lonely to provide for them as well. Your mercies come to meet all manner of needs. Your heart, your love, care, and mercy reaches down to the lowest, no matter what the situation. They need comfort. You're the comforter. So we thank you, our great God, today, for who you are. And this reminds us that we can have total confidence in you. We can be bold. We can receive mercy for all our failures. And that your help is well timed, just when we need it. We thank you, Lord, for each of our prayer partners that are on with us. Thank you for the hearts of sacrifice that you've given to them. The hearts that are bold. Hearts that are confident in you. So that it motivates us to get up early in the morning to seek your face. Because your face is the imagery that we need in front of us at all times. To behold your face, the kindness, the grace, and the mercy that proceeds from your face, we thank you. We thank you for your approval And we thank you that our presence also gives you great joy. On this day, we want you to know that not only are we approaching your throne, but you are welcomed in our midst. We love your company on this day. We thank you for all that you are yet going to show us in this day. As we walk through it, we give it back to you for you to shape and fashion it according to your own heart's desire. We sow it back to you. Have your way. Increase the harvest on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'd like to share with you a passage of scripture. Well, actually, it's one verse from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. That is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And here's what it says. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need. Appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. That's God's word. Trust that it will increase your fearlessness and boldness and confidence. Today we want to pray for, well, let me give you my praise report, if I may. I want to sound that for all that God has been doing in our lives. And I say our, I mean my wife and I, and how he has continued to show himself strong on our behalf, such that we are learning that God is the Lord of hosts. He wars against that which would conspire against us. He wars, and he sets the enemy on his heels, backing up. Praise the name of the Lord. And we can truly take Psalm 23 as our anthem. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures, and he restores our soul. He leadeth us and leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And he anoints our head with oil, and so that our cup completely runs over. And there are two angels assigned to us. Their names are Goodness and Mercy, and they follow us all over the place. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord for a short time, called forever. Praise the name of the Lord. That's my praise report. God is awesome. totally awesome. Now, on our prayer agenda today, we want to pray for, and these are people that I know, let's put it that way. I don't make these things up. Can't we come with a desire to bring the prayer requests on behalf of ourselves or those we know, because we have access? Let's put it in street terms. We have contacts in heaven. So we leverage that on behalf of people that we love, care about, our friends, our neighbors, our community, people we don't know, all of those things, because we have contacts. And so we utilize those contacts. God wants you to utilize your contacts and make it known that you have contacts in high places. So we want to pray for a lady, and I say lady with total confirmation that this who this person is, and her name is Joy. And Joy desires to walk humbly before God. I've had a conversation with Joy. I've spoken into her life. And Joy wants prayer that she would continue to humbly walk before God. She is walking a path, and she wants to do that with God's accompaniment. She wants to be humble and remain humble no matter what. And she wants to see the success of her business. God has given her the talent and courage to be an entrepreneur. And she's interested in following that. So we want to pray for her. I promised her that I would submit this prayer request to our prayer partners, who you are. Excuse me. And we'll make it a matter of prayer. So I would ask that we be faithful to that request. We pray for Joy right now. She owns a business. And you know it takes a lot of courage to step out that way, particularly in today's world. So let's pray for Joy. Father, we do thank you that your throne is available. We have complete access because you've granted that to us. We receive and accept it today. And we do so not just on our behalf, but we do so on behalf of others. We submit this prayer request. Joy wants to continue to walk humbly before you. And she wants to do so regardless of whatever changes up or down that occurs in her life and she encounters on her path. The path that you have set before her. Father, we pray that this journey that you have her on would be so enlightening and so enriching in heart, mind, and spirit, even in body. We speak peace. We send the word of peace right now to Joy's heart. Peace is only you can give. Peace that is heavenly peace. And that the peace would bring with it openings of revelation, openings of understanding and wisdom, so that she will see and enjoy the success of her labors. She will see her business prospers, and she will know that you are God. Bless that business right now in the name of Jesus. We see your hand upon it already, and we thank you for it. Father, we are anxious, if you will, to hear the good reports, the testimony of what you're doing. Bless every corner of that business in every direction. And from the top to the bottom, in Jesus' name, we pray fearlessly and with confidence. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you would like to sound a prayer request or a praise report, don't be bashful about sharing what God has done, what He's doing before your eyes or in your life. Don't hold back. Make room for what else He would like to do by simply giving out and having someone be blessed by what He's already done for you or in your eyes, for you to see. Now, we have a request for a line, a line to be enlivened, and you are on. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor.
Joining us, yes. Welcome.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
It's a great morning.
Yes, it is. I just want to thank God for peaceful night rest and thank Him for blessing us with a brand new day. My prayer request is for the men of the Goodwill Shelter in North New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The last time we were there, which was like a couple Sundays ago, I had promised them that I would continue praying and lifting them up in prayer. So this morning I would like us to remember these homeless men at the Goodwill Shelter in North New Jersey.
Thank you for that prayer request. I'm sure heaven thanks you as well. I've always said that location, because I've been there many times, if Jesus was walking the earth in today's world, that would be one of the places that He would stop to look and listen and minister, because the client there represents so much of what is happening presently. And as you said, it's a homeless shelter, I have to use that term because that's the popular term, but they're more than just a homeless shelter. They're a ministry that has been founded many years ago to help those that have the kind of needs. And their needs reach out most particularly to men. And I received a letter from that organization, that ministry, just on last week, I believe it was, or the week before, actually. And they're asking for persons to come there at mealtime when the men are feeding, which would be about 5:30, 5:20 or so on the day that we normally, our ministry shows up there. People from our ministry, Elder McLaughlin and his wife and others. And they want us to befriend the man. So this is before we actually do ministry, to befriend them. And I've had experience of doing that, and it was, I can tell you, it was very truthful in the past of doing that. Gone there during the day because I'm able to do so. I don't expect everyone to be able to do that necessarily. I've gone there during the day, sat, talked, and befriended individuals, and it was profitable, most fruitful. And so they're focusing their efforts on putting together or bringing people into redeeming relationships so that we can salt them. So we're going to pray for them right now. And those men are not worthless. If you've heard their stories, because our ministry has ministered to that population for a long time. They're not worthless. They may appear that way, but of course they're not. They grow beards and they hide behind the beards. They don't want to be recognized. They don't want people that knew them from the past to recognize them. They're trying to maintain whatever dignity they have left. And I remember a friend who and I used to run together back in the day. And he showed up at our facility years ago, fully bearded. And I recognized him and I made myself known, and he recognized me, and we both shed tears together because this man is college educated, played semi-pro football at the college level or somewhere there, and had an excellent job with the state of New Jersey. What happened? Things happened. That is why we're praying for them now. Because they're just like us. Just like us. Full of dignity and worth. Valuable to God. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. You are obviously speaking to our hearts and the hearts of those that are listening. For your heartbeat and your concerns, we thank you today, Lord, that these men, by the Spirit of God, find salvation. They will find you because they look up and they put their hands up towards heaven, where your throne is. And because of who they are and what they mean to you, they can receive mercy. They can receive grace even on this day. There are doors that are closed that we decree that are would be opened today on behalf of these brothers and the women too, wherever they are. Your grace would embrace them as the warmth of a heated room. They will find rest in their spirit, in their soul, in their body. Those that are crying out right now, Lord, we have the confidence that you are hearing them because your word said that's what would happen if they call. We pray by your Holy Spirit that many calls would be sounded today so that you have permission to move on their behalf and in their lives in a mighty way. Bless the Goodwill Ministry. All their needs are met by Christ Jesus. And we know the adversary opposes those whom would be the Good Samaritans to stop by the wayside and tend to those that are wounded. But we rebuke the adversary's strategy and plots in the name of Jesus, and we put a hedge around those that are helpless today, needing your help, so that the enemy cannot restrict or impede the favor that you are sending out even on this Monday morning to these men, to these women, wherever they are found. And Father, we pray that you would restore their spirits, refresh them. You would also give them, they would be able to receive on this day soundness of mind. Just like you did the prodigal son, it said he came to himself. We pray that many would be in such a place of coming to themselves today. In other words, because you're shaking them and waking them up, that they would consciously call, even out of desperation, even out of last resort, they'd call to you. You would hear from heaven, and you would answer for your great glory. Because you will await such a moment of encounter. We pray that this day, Monday, the 27th of October, 2014, will be a day of powerful encounter for the men and women that are helpless, homeless, and that have been hopeless, that their hearts' desires are met at the very basic level because of being human with dignity and with worth. We pray that everyone that they encounter today will treat them humanely. Treat them as they would want to be treated themselves. They would give of themselves and their resources. They would want to help. They would want to meet the needs. They will jump every hurdle in order to succeed in doing that. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I believe that's how God wants us to pray for those that are in need of the very basic things, like a warm place, a space that they can call their own. There are many today that have awakened to hopelessness, they've awakened homeless. They're perhaps in a transportation hub such as Penn Station right here in Newark. Maybe that's where they spent the night. And then there are those that their minds, because of chronic oppression and depression, their minds are not sound. Father, we covet for them a spirit of boldness, not one of fear, a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind today. Quicken them, maybe for the first time in a long time, they're able to come to themselves. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone is being ministered to today powerfully. Hallelujah. Once again, if you would like your voice to be heard, do not hold back that prayer request, because God is speaking to us right now. And that prayer request must be unpacked and made visible to the light of heaven in order for heaven to act on it. Here we have, right now, in our midst, the power of agreement. You're on live, Henry.
This is Valerie. I'm just calling in to request prayer for my daughter. She just started a business, and she's having some difficulties, so I would just like us to touch and agree on her behalf this morning. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of stuff that God wants to work on.
Hello?
Mercy and grace available. So, thank you for that prayer request. We're going to lift that up to the light of day. And you said something that caught my attention. You said that you were having some difficulty. Now, good. So, you're planting a garden, and the ground is tough, and there are rocks in it, and so on. And the sun is hot while you're out there trying to prepare the ground. Those are difficulties. However, they keep us humble so that we call on the one who is the Lord over all the earth, including the ground that is tough and that contains rocks and so on. And so we want to make a garden on his ground. So we're doing the right thing. We're calling on him, and he's going to give us the strength. He's going to show us where the rocks are so that we can remove them, so that we can prepare the ground and the garden effectively. Father, we know that you own the earth, and our coming to you affirms that fact. You're Lord over all the earth. And so we face challenges and difficulties, and we thank you for this prayer request. We thank you for giving boldness to this young woman to step up and step out in faith. Now, Lord, there's nothing that we do that you will not use for your honor and your glory, and with the central purpose of drawing us closer to you. We pray now, Lord, that this initiative would be such, with all its challenges, that it increases intimacy between you and the initiator. Courage, hope, humility, all of those things will show up powerfully in this business and because of the business. In Jesus' name, we know that you want to prosper the work of our hands. We know that you want to show yourself strong, and we thank you today that you are strong, because you are God, you are Almighty. And we bless this initiative and this business, this advance, this adventure, in your name and for your glory. Cause it to sparkle for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We call it done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know God is interested in everything? There's nothing that He's not interested in. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, well, our time is winding up. We have just about 90 seconds left. You know, as I said, this thing is timed. And so we're working to be consistent with the timing, so we use time effectively. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you all for joining us. We want you to carry His presence with you consciously all day today. Consciously. Let joy reign in your heart. While we're leaving out, I want to pray for some couples that we know. We want to pray for Leah, her husband, and her family. We want to pray for Mike and Kelly. We want to pray for Damont and Natasha. These are young couples that have an open door in their hearts for the Lord. Father, we pray for these families, these married couples today, that you would cover them, cause them to prosper in a mighty way even on this day. Give them their daily bread. In the name of Jesus, give them their daily bread. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, let me share a benediction with us. I believe would fortify us all through this day, if we let it. And Romans 15 and 13, and this is what Paul decreed over the people at the church in Rome. It says, "Now the God of hope filled you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Receive
Thank
that
you, Jesus.
And move in grace and mercy and power. It's okay, you can go ahead and clap your hands. Praise the name of the Lord. He's so good,
Hallelujah.
Makes you want to shout.
Yes, thank you, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah.
That's a cool guitar.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless each and every one of you. Walk in victory.